mountain of the temple will become high places of a forest.
雅各家的首领，以色列家的官长啊，当听我的话，你们厌恶公平，在一切事上屈枉正直，以人血建立锡安，以罪孽建造耶路撒冷，首领为贿赂行审判，祭司为顾价师训诲，先知为银钱行占卜，他们却依赖耶和华，说耶和华不是在我们中间吗？灾祸必不临到我们。所以因你们的缘故，锡安必被耕种像一块田，耶路撒冷必变为乱堆，这殿的山必像丛林的高处。
Now that's the first one to focus this morning, chapter 6 verse 8.
那早上我们要特别来注意第六章第八节。
He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
世人呢，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Then the topic of this morning is, what does the Lord require of you?
那早上我们的主题就是主向你所要的是什么。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we commit this time into your hands.
父，我们要把下面的时间交在您的手中。
Only the Holy Spirit can speak into our heart.
唯有圣灵能够向我们的心说话。
And we ask for your mercy for this time.
我们为着这个时间来求您的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Micah lived in a very interesting time.
弥迦生活在一个非常有趣的时间。
He lived as the contemporary of Isaiah in the south and Hosea in the north.
那他是与南国的以赛亚和北国的何西阿是同时代的。
So he has the characteristic of both.
所以他的身上有两个先知共同的特性。
He prophesies judgments just like Isaiah.
他像以赛亚一样在这里来说审判的预言。
But he also had compassion like Hosea.
但他同时里面有如何西阿一样的怜悯。
And he was younger.
他是更年轻一些的。
And in chapter 3 of Micah, he focused attention on injustice.
在弥迦书第三节，他就特别的注意到不公义这件事。
第三章。And he said, "Hear now, heads of Jacob and ruler of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice?"
他就在这里说，雅各家的首领，以色列家的官长啊，你们要听，你们不当知道公平吗？
It is the responsibility of a leader to know and keep justice.
对于一个首领来说，是他的责任要来保守并了解公平。
But what happened, in that time is that they do not keep and know justice.
但在那时他们的问题就是他们没有能够保守公平。
Verse 9, now hear this, heads of the house of Jacob and ruler of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and twist everything that is straight.
第九节就这样讲到，当听我的话，你们厌恶公平，在一切事上屈枉正直。
When the leaders abhor justice, the nation will have chaos.
当首领厌恶公平的时候，国就要有混乱。
They build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with violent injustice.
他们以人血建立锡安，以罪孽建造耶路撒冷。
The leaders pronounce judgment for a bribe.
首领为贿赂行审判。
Her priests instruct for a price, and her prophets divine for money.
祭司为顾价师训诲，先知为银钱行占卜。
They were the shepherd of Israel.
他们本是以色列的牧者。
But they twist justice for money.
但他们为银钱屈枉正直。
Justice is the foundation from which a nation is built.
公平是一个国得以建立的根基。
When the leaders do not keep justice, the consequence is chaos.
当首领不能够来保守公平的时候，结果就是混乱。
Therefore Zion will be plowed as a field, Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins.
因此，耶路撒冷必变为乱堆，锡安必被耕种像一块田。
The warning of Micah were very relevant today.
弥迦的警告对我们今天来说也是息息相关。
And sometimes we do ask the question, is it that for you to know justice?
所以我们真是要问这样的一个问题，就是你们不当知道公平吗？
Everything that is straight has been twisted today.
每一件本来是正直的事，今天都被扭曲了。
The news that we hear every day has been twisted.
我们所听到的信息都被扭曲了。
The blogs that we read on the social media have been twisted.
我们在社交媒体上所读的这些博客也都被扭曲了。
The journalists today no longer report the news, instead of offer their opinions on the news.
今天新闻记者不是在这里来报告一件新闻，而是在他当中来抒发自己的意见。
How do we respond in this environment?
在这样的一个环境当中，我们当如何的来回应呢
？I think in the recent weeks, I think many of us ask the same questions.
我想在最近的这几周，我们每一个人好像都在问这样的问题。
So much has been happening around us so fast.
这么多的事，这么快的来发生在我们周围。
He started with the horrible death of George Floyd.
这就从乔治·弗洛伊德他的死开始
，and followed by the death of Rayshard Brooks。
那就接着 Rayshard Brooks 他的这个死继续进行。
And there are a huge number of people on the street protesting。
有很多的人在街上在这里反抗。
Some protests are peaceful。
有的这些反抗者他们是非常的和平。
Others turn into riots。
但有其他的人他们就进入了暴乱。
Statue being taken down。
那就看到这些雕像就被推倒
，city block being occupied，
那街区就被人占领
，police precinct being burned down，
那甚至警区都被人来烧焚烧。
There is huge outcry from the multitude to do something。
那很显然，有很多的人他们要这样的来呼叫，要做一件事情。
And many people are asking, what should we be doing？
那很多的人就来问，我们应当做什么
？This morning we want to see the world。And from the word of Micah.
所以今天早上我们愿从弥迦的话来看这个世界。
Micah has the same question for people.
因为弥迦对着人也有同样的问题。
He said, "What does the Lord require of you?"
他就来说，主耶和华向你们所要的是什么
？What does the Lord require of us today?
今天主向我们所要的是什么呢
？It's not what we think we should do.
不是我们所认为我们应当做的。
It's not what others tell you what you should do.
也不是别人告诉你你当做什么。
It is what the Lord require of us.
而是神主向我们所要的是什么
？It is to do justice,
是要来
to love kindness, to walk humbly with your God.
就是行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心与你的神同行
That's what we're going to focus today
这就是今天早上我们要来注意的
How do we put this word into practice?
我们当如何把这些话来进行实际呢
We want to understand this verse by answering three questions
所以我们愿意来思想这些经节来回答三个问题
First question, can we do justice without kindness?
第一个问题就是若没有怜悯的话我们是否能行公义
Many of us think justice is to punish someone when he has done something wrong.
那很多人认为公平就是说，当有人犯错的时候，我们要来惩罚他。
It is partially true.
这是部分正确的。
There is another half.
但还有另外一半。
In Hebrew, the word justice has the meaning of make it right.
在希伯来文当中，这个词公义就是有这样一个意思，就是要让这个事情被改正。
The complete justice has two parts.
那完整的这个公义有两部分。
First part is judgment and punishment.
第一部分就是要来审判，并且要来惩罚。
But judgment and punishment is the means, not the end.
但惩罚和审判只是这个过程，并不是结局。
And the end is to make it right.
但终结就是要让这个事情改正。
To make it whole again.
能够让它再变得完全。
That is complete justice.
这是完全的公义。
That is justice in God's mind.
这是神的心意当中的这个公义。
Let's use an example to illustrate these differences.
让我们用一个例子来解释这个不同。
In the time of Jonah, something was wrong in the city of Nineveh.
在约拿的时候，这个尼尼微城当中有事是不公义的。
So the Lord intended to do justice in Nineveh.
所以神要在尼尼微城来行公义。
But His Justice is to make it right.
但他的公义是要让这城得以被改正。
Therefore, he sent Jonah to give a final warning to the city of Nineveh.
所以他就差遣约拿要再给尼尼微城一个最终的警告。
But Jonah had a different idea about what justice was.
但约拿的心中认为公义是另外一件事情。
Jonah thought justice is to punish Nineveh.
约拿以为公义就是要来惩罚尼尼微城。
He did not agree the second part of God's justice.
他并不认同神的公义的第二部分。
He ran to Tarshish.
所以他就跑到他失去。
In the end, God saved Jonah and he submitted to the Lord and went to Nineveh.
那最终的话，神就拯救了约拿，他约拿也能够降服于神，所以他就来到了尼尼微城。
The city of Nineveh repent before the Lord.
那整个尼尼微城就悔改在神的面前。
This is what God has in mind when He meant justice.
所以这是神讲到公义这件事情，他心中所要的。
Justice is to make it right.
就是公义，就是要来改正这事。
Justice is not just punishment.
公义不单只是惩罚。
If we let Jonah to do justice to Nineveh,
如果我们让约拿来向着尼尼微行公义的话，
there will be 120,000 children being destroyed.
那有12万的这个尼尼微城的儿女就要被毁。
If we try to do justice without kindness,
如果我们要来行公义却没有怜悯的话，
we will inadvertently cause additional injustice.ourselves.
那我们自己逐渐的就会来带来更多的不公义。
Doing justice without kindness will never make it right.
若没有怜悯而要行公义的话，总不会让这事得以被改正。
Restoring the city of Nineveh to righteousness was the real purpose of doing justice.
神真正在尼尼微城行公义要得的就是让尼尼微城能够恢复进入到公义。
In order to make the city right again, the justice.Must be done with kindness.
为要让这个城得以被改正，公义要行在怜悯当中。
Now answer the first questions.
所以来回答第一个问题。
We can never do justice without kindness.
若没有怜悯的话，我们永远不能够行公义。
If we do justice without kindness, ourselves will cause injustice to others.
若我们没有怜悯却想要行公义的话，我们向别人所行的就会是不公义的。
Let's come to the second question.
来，让我们来进入到第二个问题。
Can we love kindness without justice?
若我们没有公义的话，是否能够爱怜悯？
The kindness is different than nice.
怜悯和好是不一样的。
Kindness has a purpose.
怜悯是有一个目的的。
It was written in Romans chapter 2 verse 4.
在罗马书第二章第四节这样写道，
The kindness of God leads you to repentance.
他的恩慈是领你悔改。
The kindest thing one you can ever do to a person is to lead him or her to repentance.
你向着一个人能够做的最有恩慈的事就是能够带他进入悔改。
Kindness is based on God's value and God's purpose.
恩慈或怜悯是基于神的目的和神的价值。
Niceness is based on how other people see you.
那我们所说的人的好的话呢，是基于别人如何来看待你。
Kindness may not be pleasant.
怜悯不一定是让人愉快的事。
So the question is, can we love kindness without justice?
所以我们的问题就是，我们能否好怜悯但没有公义？
Let me tell you the testimony of a lady called Rosaria Butterfield.
那让我们来借着这样一位女士的见证来看，她的名字是罗萨利亚·巴特菲尔德。
She was a professor of English in Syracuse University.
她是雪城大学的一位英文教授。
From 1992 to 2002.
从1992年到2002年。
Now he was a non-believer.
他是一个不信主的。
Her impression of Christians was that they are poor thinkers, judgmental, scornful, and afraid of diversity.
他是这样认为基督徒的，觉得他们是可怜的思想家，是论断人的，是轻蔑的，并且害怕多样性。
So he published a letter in the local newspaper criticizing Christians.
所以他就在当地的这个报纸上发表了一篇文章，在这里来批评基督徒。
And she received enormous.Responses.
他就收到很多很多的回应。
Of course, it's very divergent.
当然的是有很不同的。
So she placed two bins, at her desk.
所以他在他的桌前就放了两个筐子。
And he wants to separate the pile of the mail, she received.
所以他就想要来分类一下他所收到的这些回复。
He put those hate mail on one bin.
他就把那些仇恨的这些信件放在一个篮子。
Then he put those fan mail on the other bin.
那他就把那些来支持他的这些信件放到另外一个篮子。
Then he opened one mail, and has a two-page of letter written by a local pastors.
那他就收打开了一封邮件，一封信件是由一个当地的牧师写的，有两页那么长。
She couldn't decide how to place this mail.
他没有办法决定要把这个信放在哪一个篮子里。
Because the letter was written.In such a kind way,
因为这封信写的是何等的有恩慈。
So it's not a hate mail.
所以它不是一封仇恨的信件。
But the letter is very much opposing to her own views.
但是这封信件却是来反抗她自己的意思。
So it's not a fan mail.
所以也不是一封支持者的邮件。
So she didn't know how to place this mail.
所以她就不知道该把这封信放在哪里。
It's not on left hand side. It doesn't belong to right hand side.
也不在她的左手，也不在她的右手。
So she left that mail on her desk.
所以她就把这封信放在她的桌子上。
He left that mail on her desk for 7 days.
有七天，这封信就坐在她的桌子上，就放在她的桌子上。
She had time to consider this email by local pastors.
所以那他就想这封来自这个当地的牧师的信件。
He said that this is the kindest letter of opposition that she had ever received.
他就说这是他所收到的一切反对信件当中最有恩慈的。
The writer of this letter wasn't against her.
这封信的这个作者实在是来反对他的。
Eventually, she contacted the local pastors.
那渐渐的，最终他就来联系了这一位当地的牧师。
Their friendship was an important part of her personal journey to Christ.
他们之间的友谊就成为这个人能够来信主这个旅途当中最重要的一环。
We can't achieve the purpose of kindness without justice.
若没有公义的话，我们没有办法达成怜悯的目的。
This letter from the local pastor was so kind.
这封来自当地的牧师的这个信是如此的有恩慈。
But this letter was also not compromised on justice.
但这封信同时在公义这件事情上没有任何的妥协。
It was this balance of kindness and justice that attract attention of Rosea.
所以就是这一份在公义和怜悯当中完全的平衡来吸引了罗萨利亚。
When we can show kindness without compromising on justice,He has tremendous power to lead someone to repentance.
若我们能够行出怜悯，并且没有任何的在公义上妥协的话，这样的平衡能够来吸引人来悔改。
That's the second question. Now we come to the third one.
那是我们第二个问题。现在我们要来到第三个问题。
How can we do justice and kindness at the same time?
我们如何同时又能行公义，又能行怜悯
？It's very clear. Micah said, "Do justice, do love kindness."
那是非常清楚的，弥迦在这里说要行公义，并且要行怜悯。
But how can we do it?
那我们如何能够行出来呢
？We can only do it if we walk humbly with your God.
我们唯有与神存谦卑的心，与神同行，才能够行出来。
We have to have a humility.
我们要有谦卑的心。
Without humility, you cannot do justice and kindness at the same time.
若没有谦卑的话，你没有办法同时行公义又好怜悯。
Brother and sister, what is the meaning of humility?
弟兄姐妹，谦卑是什么意思呢？
The best definition is trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
那这个解释就是你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Every one of us have our own understanding.
我们每一个人都有自己的理解和聪明。
And humility is to trust in the Lord with all your heart.
但谦卑就是要专心仰赖耶和华。
We often lean on our own understanding when we discuss things with others.
当我们与别人讨论事的时候，我们常常依赖的是自己的聪明。
This is not humility.
但这不是谦卑。
Humility is do not lean on our own understanding.
谦卑就是不来依靠我们自己的聪明。
Humility is to recognize that I may have a blind spot.
谦卑就是承认我自己可能有一个盲点。
To realize I may not have all the facts.
来承认我可能不知道所有的事实。
Humility is a willingness to listen to another point of view.
谦卑就是愿意来听别人的想法。
With humility, we can walk with our God.
唯有存谦卑的心，我们才能与神同行。
And humility has another much deeper meaning.
那谦卑也有一个更深的意义。
What does humility mean spiritually?
那属灵来讲，谦卑是什么意思呢？
Means you walk with the Lord.
就是你与神同行。
How is that path look like?
这一条道路是怎样的呢？
If you walk with God, how is the path look like?
若你与神同行的话，这条道路是怎样的呢？
This is the path.
这就是那道路。
If you want to walk with God, and this is the path.
若你想要与神同行的话，这就是那道路。
Although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, had emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.Being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
If you want to walk with God, and this is the path you're going to take.
若你想与神同行的话，这就是你要走的那条道路。
Let's give you an example.
让我们来给大家一个例子。
I want to tell you a brother, his name is William Wilberforce.
我想要来跟大家分享这样一位弟兄，他的名字是威廉·威尔伯斯福，伯福斯。
He was born in 1759.
他生于1759年。
He was born in a wealthy family.
他生在一个非常富有的家庭。
He graduated from university in Cambridge.
他毕业于剑桥大学。
And he became a member of parliament at age of 21.
他年仅21岁就成为英国国会的议员。
In 1780s.
在1780年。
Four years later, Wilberforce underwent a conversion.
那四年之后他就得救。
He regret his past life and dedicate to commit his future life to the service of God.
他为着自己过往的生活悔改，并决定把余生献给主来侍奉他。
Then he questioned whether he should remain in public life.
所以他就来求问他是否仍然应该的活在这个公众的生活当中。
He consulted with John Newton.
所以他就来求问约翰牛顿。
And Newton encouraged him to remain in public.
所以牛顿就来鼓励他来继续在这种公众的生活当中。
Thereafter, his political view was informed by his faith and by his desire to promote Christianity and Christian ethics.
但在那之后，他的信仰并他盼望发扬基督教和基督徒的品德的心，深深影响了他的政治观念。
From 1787, Wilberforce began his involvement in the abolition movement.
所以1787年开始，威尔伯斯福就参加了这种废除的活动。
He was motivated by a desire to put Christian principles into actions.
他是因着要把基督徒的原则实践出来而得着了这样一个鼓励。
In 1791,
在1791年
，He introduced the first parliamentary bill to abolish the slave trade in Great Britain.
所以在大不列颠，他就提出了第一份议会法案，要来反对奴隶贸易。
The bill was easily defeated by 163-88.
那这份法案就非常轻易的以163票反对、88票赞同被取消了。
Wilberforce never gave up.
但是，威尔伯斯福弟兄并没有放弃。
He continued his effort for the next 20 years.
在接下来的二十年当中，他就不断的努力。
His bill was defeated in 1792.
他的法案在1792年再一次被否决。
Again, 1793.
又一次在1793年。
1797.
1797年。
1798.
1798年。
1799.
1799年。
1804.
1804年。
1805.
1805年。
When it became clear.That Wilberforce was not going to let the issue go.
当大家非常的明确，威尔伯斯福弟兄是不会让这件事情过去的时候
，pro-slavery forces target him.
那这些支持奴隶的人，他们就这样的来诽谤他。
He was vilified and viciously attacked.
他就被诽谤并被恶意的攻击。
In 1807, after 20 years.
在1807年20年之后
，his anti-slavery efforts finally bore fruit。
他来反抗奴役的这样的一个努力，终于结出了果子。
The bill was carried by 283 votes to 16。
那这个法案就得到了283票的赞同，只有16票的反对。
As tribute were made to Wilberforce, whose face streamed with tears。
当众人向他致敬的时候，他的脸上就溢满了泪水。
Wilberforce humbly worked with his Lord for 20 years to do justice and love kindness in abolishing the slave trade。
在废除奴隶贸易这件事情上，威尔伯斯福弟兄谦卑地与神同行20年，行公义，好怜悯。
But he has not done yet.
但他并没有就此为止。
He continued to campaign for the abolishing of the slavery completely.
他就继续为着整个的废除奴隶制而在这里致力。
All the way till his retirement in 1825.
直到他1825年退休之时。
Finally, on July 26th.1833.
那最终的话，在7月26号1833年
，As Wilberforce lay on his deathbed, he was told that the slavery abolition bill has been passed by Parliament.
在他临终之时，他被告知废除奴隶制的法案也被国会通过了。
And he died 3 days later.
之后3天他就去世。
He dedicated his entire life to the abolition of the slave trade.And abolition of slavery.
他一生都致力于来废除奴隶交易和奴隶制。
20 years for slave trade and another 26 years for slavery.
20年是为了废除奴隶贸易，26年是为了来废除奴隶制。
He laid down his entire life for the freedom of slaves.
他把他的一生都献于能够让奴隶得自由这件事上。
He humbly worked with his God.
他谦卑地与他的神同行。
Brothers and sisters, that's the word of Micah.
弟兄姐妹，这是弥迦的工作。
Do justice,
能够行公义。
Do love kindness,
好怜悯。
To walk humbly with your God,
存着谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Justice is important,
公义是重要的。
Justice is the foundation of the throne of God.
公平是神宝座的根基。
Justice is the foundation of our nations and our societies.
公平也是我们国家和社会的根基。
We can only do justice if we love kindness.
唯有我们好怜悯才能够来行公义。
If we set aside kindness and pursue justice, we will sow more injustice in our societies.
若我们把怜悯放在一边而单单寻求公义的话，我们只会把更多的不公播种在我们的社会当中。
In 1958, Martin Luther King Jr. published a paper entitled My Pilgrimage to Nonviolence.
1958年的时候，马丁路德金他就发表了一篇文章，题目是我的通往非暴力的朝圣之路。
Dr. King was a student of history.
金博士他是一个历史学的学生。
He studied history and read many literatures.
他学习历史并读了很多很多的文章。
He even studied the work of Marx and Lenin.
他也学过马克思和列宁他们的诗。
But after reading Gandhi of India, Dr. King saw how utterly mistaken he was.
但当他读到甘地的故事之后，他才发现自己是何等的错了。
Brothers and sisters, this is humility.
弟兄姐妹，这就是谦卑。
Humility was to recognize that you could be wrong.
谦卑就是承认你可能会是错的。
After reading Gandhi, Martin Luther King confessed that he was wrong.
当读到甘地的故事后，马丁路德金承认他是错的。
Gandhi resists evil with a much vigor and power as the violent resister.
甘地是用同那些暴力反抗者相同的精力和力量来对抗邪恶。
But he resisted with love instead of hate.
但是他却是用爱而不是用恨来反抗。
Dr. King wrote at the end of his paper.
所以金博士就在他的文章的最后是这样写道。
One of the main tenets of this philosophy was the conviction that nonviolent resistance was one of the most potent weapons available to oppressed people in their quest for social justice.
这个理念的一个最主要的信条就是深信非暴力的抗议是那些受欺压的人寻求社会公平中最有力的工具。
I encourage young people to read that paper by Martin Luther King Jr.
我鼓励年轻人能够来读一读马丁·路德·金的这一篇文章。
Kindness is important.
怜悯是重要的。
But true kindness has the intention to make it right and make it whole again.
但真正的怜悯却有这样的目的在其中，就是要来改正这事并让它再变得完全。
Kindness must be accompanied by a purpose defined by justice.
并且怜悯必须伴有一个由公义来决定的目的。
Kindness for kindness sake will not lead to any improvement.
为着怜悯而求怜悯的话，并不能带来任何的改变。
We can never compromise justice in the name of kindness.
我们不能为着怜悯而让公平妥协。
David was extremely kind to his son Absalom.
大卫对着他的儿子亚沙龙是非常的有怜悯。
Even Absalom murdered his older son Amnon.
甚至当亚沙龙来杀了他的哥哥暗嫩。
Unfortunately, David's kindness toward Absalom did not change Absalom.
但不幸的是，大卫的怜悯没有能够来改变亚沙龙。
David's kindness did not make Absalom right, nor make him whole.
大卫向着亚沙龙的怜悯既没有能够改变亚沙龙，也没能够让他再变得完全。
Because David ignored justice in showing kindness to Absalom.
因为在大卫向亚沙龙施怜悯的时候，他完全忽视了公义。
David's kindness to Absalom eventually brought destruction to Absalom.
大卫向着亚沙龙的怜悯，最终让亚沙龙被毁灭。
Brothers and sisters, what should we do?
弟兄姐妹，我们当做什么？
We should humble before one another.
我们应当在彼此面前谦卑。
We should humble before the Lord.
我们也当在神的面前谦卑。
We should trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not lean on our own understandings.
我们应当专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。
We should study the word of the Lord so that we can see the world through the word of the Lord.
我们应当来专心读主的话，好叫我们透过他的话能够来看这个世界。
We should be a student of history so we can learn from the great men in history.
我们也当做历史的学生，好叫我们从历史的伟人上能够来学习。
If we are led by the Lord to make a difference,
若我们是被主带领能够来改变的话，
Prepare to lay down your life just like Wilberforce and Martin Luther King Jr.
要准备好为像马丁·路德·金和威尔伯福斯一样来放下你自己的生命。
Brother and sister, listen to the Lord in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，在你的心中来听主向你所说的。
And humblyWork with your God.
谦卑的与主同行。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can still have opportunity to gather this way.
父，我们感谢你，让我们仍有机会这样的来聚集。
Then we thank you for giving us the precious word from Micah.
我们也感谢你借着弥迦给我们这宝贵的话语。
We pray that you use this word.
我们祷告，愿你使用这样的话。
So that we can do justice.To love kindness and to work humbly with you.
好叫我们能够行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与神同行。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。